becoming spiritually mature involves learning to trust God more and more. And that process takes time. Days, months, years, decades. So the key is, we must be willing to use our time for that purpose. How many of us actually use our time looking for ways to be tried, humbled, and broken so we can hear the word of love spoken? Not many. Instead, most of us, including me, burn time looking for ways to avoid being tried, humbled, broken, and needy for God's love. God exists outside of time, of course. That's what the word eternal means. God doesn't experience the passing of minutes and hours and days. That's why Scripture says that for him, a day is like 1,000 years, and vice versa. See 2 Peter 3:8. God can reach into time at any moment he wishes and impact our lives in any way he wishes. We call that control over time and the universe God's sovereignty, and it's just one of the countless things that make him awesome. By comparison, we are slaves to the always ticking clock and the always flipping calendar. Our destiny is to live and die in a relatively small number of years, a tiny percentage of human history. That makes us very, very small, terrifyingly puny. We can never escape time on this side of heaven. So, what should we do with the limited time we have? What's worth doing when our lives race by at lightning speed and end in a poof? Moses thought a lot about that very question. In fact, it seemed to bother him. If you read Psalm 90, the only psalm in the Bible that's attributed to him, you'll see what I mean. Here's a bit of it. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Psalm 90:12-17. When Moses thought about how little time any of us has in this life, he asked for several things. The first thing he requested is that God would help us make the best possible use of our time. Moses realized that a life that matters is made up of lots of days that matter. If we make the best possible use of our time, Moses realized, then we'll gain wise hearts. Lord, help everyone who's reading this book to gain wise hearts to make the best use of his or her short time in this life. Next, Moses asked God to help us avoid wasting our time being dissatisfied with life and choose to be satisfied with his love. In fact,